Having peace of mind with your money does not have to be hard. You just need the right mindset, tools, and system in place to help you get there. Welcome to Wise Up with Your Money. My name's Becky. I'm a financial coach and owner of Family Wise Financial Coach, where I am dedicated to help your family stop worrying about money so you can start focusing on the things you love. And in each episode, I'll dive into money mindset topics and tools you need to push you forward in achieving your money goals. This is Wise Up with Your Money. All right, guys, I get it. Life is nuts, especially right now. I mean, it's back to school time, kids' activities are starting up again, sports may be starting up again, holidays are coming up soon, and COVID is still right at our doorsteps, affecting our day-to-day routines where we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. It is a crazy time, so trust me when I say I get it, because I am right there with you. And so I get when you think to yourself, oh, I just don't have time to read a book that I want to do. I just don't have time to relax with my friends. Never mind, yes, I'm sure you don't have time to budget or sit down with your spouse to plan ahead on what's to come. But here's the thing. Life is always going to be crazy if you let it be. So today, I'm going to challenge you to think differently, to get rid of one phrase I hear way too often, which gets in your way to achieve your money goals. So welcome back to Wise Up With Your Money. If you don't know who I am, I'm Becky, your financial coach. And today, I'm going to help you eliminate a phrase I hear all the time. So what's that phrase? The phrase is, I don't have time. I don't have time. Now, I'm sure you've said it. I know I've said it, and it feels true in most cases, right? Like, think about it. We can justify it in our minds. Like, yeah, we literally don't have time with all our other things going on. Like, life is so chaotic depending on what stage of life you are in. I mean, right now, if you are a parent, you've got kids going back to school. You've got practices to drive them to. I mean, you barely have time to have a family meal together, especially at the table, where you just don't have time for anything else because you're just booked solid. And then there's Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up that we have to start planning for. And these things are on top of things you need to get done at your full-time job. These are on top of things you need to do around the house, like cleaning it once in a while. Like, we are spread so thin in the busyness of life that we don't have time. But somehow, even if our schedule is booked solid, we still make time for doctors. We still make time for our kids. We make time to meal prep, maybe. We make time for date nights because it's important to us. We make time for birthday parties, even if it's our friends' kids, because, like I said, those things are important to you, right? Well, let me ask you, isn't your money important to you? I mean, we work so stinking hard for our money, right? We use it every single day in our lives. And you want to have something to show for all that hard work, right? But if you don't make the time to plan ahead, if you don't make the time to budget what you want to put your money towards so that you can make progress in paying down your debt or save for a big goal that you want, if you don't make that time for those things, then you will never make progress. And if this is you, don't think I'm pointing a finger at you. Please don't think that, because it's not just you. I hear it all the time that I don't have time. Oh, I want coaching. Like, it sounds really good, but I just don't have time right now because I've got this thing coming up and this other thing and a wedding and I don't have time right now, but I do want it. So keep me in the loop. Like, I hate hearing that. It kills me as a coach because I want you to win with your money. That's truly a passion of mine. That's why I started this coaching business, is I want, you know, all these families to just win with their money and lower their stress. I want you to have peace with your money. And as a coach, every time I hear someone say, I don't have time, I know that it's costing that person. So if you are one of those people that have said it, like, I just don't have time right now to look at my money, then let me tell you what it's costing you. It is costing you money, okay? Because you are probably spending more because you aren't keeping track of your expenses. And you may be paying late fees because you didn't pay things on time, like your regular expenses. Or you're just spending whatever is in your checking account instead of proactively saving for future expenses. Or you are paying more in interest on things because you aren't trying to pay off your debt faster. Like, this is costing you money every time you say, I don't have time. Another thing it's costing you when you say, I don't have time, is it's costing you time. Now, I know that sounds funny, but hear me out, okay? If you don't routinely prioritize your money and make time to budget and not make time to plan for upcoming expenses, if you're not doing that and you're not having money talks with your spouse, well, the more you put it off, the more you don't have time, the longer it's going to take to catch up on all of these things. Like, it's going to take you a long time to chat about upcoming expenses because you're rusty and you fall out of habit if you stop doing things, right? So it will cost you more time. And lastly, when you don't make time for your money, the last thing it's going to cost you is stress, because you have less control and you're being reactive and just kind of paying for things as you go. And you're probably scrambling because you forgot about an expense and you don't know how you're going to come up with that money besides just putting it on a credit card. So by not making time to sit down and plan ahead with your money and consistently budget, it's costing you more than you think, because it's costing you more money, it's costing you more time, it's costing you more stress. And think about this for a second. We all get the same amount of time, right? We all get 24 hours each and every day. Yet, some people are doing great with their money and not stressing over expenses that are coming in, while you see others, and maybe this is yourself, scrambling and paying expenses late, and you are so stressed out that it's affecting your sleep at this point. So what's the difference, you might ask? Like, what is the difference? We all get the same amount of time. Like, why are some people doing really well with their money where I am not, right? And I will say the biggest difference is not how much they make. Like, take away income for a second, okay? Like, it's not about how much they make, because if you're making a lot, you can still spend a lot. Trust me, I see it all the time. So the people who aren't stressing, those are the ones prioritizing their money over other things. They are making time for it. They are planning ahead for it because it is important to them. So if you want to be that someone who is winning with their money, who are paying off their debts and getting more money back in their control and building wealth and buying homes with a large down payment or paying cash for a car because they can, if you want to be that person, then stop saying, I don't have time to put your money first. Like, stop saying, I don't have time, because guess what? Your life is controlled by you. You are saying yes to things. You are committing to things. So if you want your money to be important, if you want to see your money as something important, if you want to make progress on your money goals, then say yes to your money. Make time for your money. And if you need to, say no to something less important, because your time is now. Like, this is your time to prioritize your money. You have to make the time for your money. You have to make the time to budget. You have to make the time to keep track of your spending. You have to make the time to attack your goal and make the time to build confidence with your money, knowing that whatever life throws at you, you can financially handle it. Like, doesn't that sound nice? So take action today, okay? Start writing things down so you can be that person who pays off their debt, because I want that for you. I want you to be that person that pays off their debt and gets all that money back in their control. I want you to be that person who builds wealth, and I want you to save for retirement. So how do we make the time for our money in our crazy busy schedules? Well, I've got three things you have to do in order to prioritize your money and make time for your money. So first off, if you are listening to this, then you have time to do these things, okay? So if you can, press pause, write out the things that I want you to do for each step, and then push play again, okay? Because I'll be here for you when you're ready for the next steps, okay? I'm here in your ears. Okay. So then the second thing is kind of a spoiler alert. So each of these things are not hard to do, okay? I've got three things. They're not hard to do, but the hardest part will be finding the time to take these actions, okay? All right, we're just gonna dive into it. So the first thing you have to do to make time for your money is you have to do a time audit. So think about what you did last week. Like, did you work? How much did you sleep? Did you drive your kids to sports practice? Like, make dinner? Did you scroll on social media? Like, whatever you did, write it down in detail. Like, from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m., you slept, I'm guessing. Hopefully you got a little more sleep than that, but you slept, and then you snoozed from 6 to 6:15, and then you showered from 6:15 to 6:30. Like, be detailed, okay? Because we want to see where your time is going right now, because right now you are saying, I don't have time. And if you can't remember what you did last week, because maybe you are a parent and you have mom brain like me, that's okay. So if that's the case, then take this week and just journal out what you are doing throughout the day. Like, how much time are you watching TV? How much time are you playing outside with your kids? What are the hours you are sleeping? When are you eating? Like, be detailed, write out everything. And hey, don't think that I'm not doing my own time audit, okay? Like, I'm trying this thing too, because I've caught myself saying, I don't have time to do this, this, and this, like, even though I want to. So I think I'm spending too much time on my phone. And so I downloaded an app to help me track how much time I'm spending on my phone, because it's taking away from the things that I want to actually do in my life, things that are more meaningful. So I'll keep you guys up to date on what I find as well. But hey, I'm doing this too, okay? But seriously, just doing this one step of auditing what you are doing with your time, it could be eye-opening for you. So that's the first step you need to take in order to understand your schedule so that you can eventually make the time for your money, okay? Okay, so you've done a time audit. Awesome. So now the second thing you need to do to make time for your money and prioritize it is you need to free up time, right? And you're thinking, okay, how do I free up time? Like, how do I do this? Because I'm booked solid. Okay, so take your completed time audit and look to see if there's anything you can cut out of your day-to-day routine. So look for things like time wasters, okay? Time waster tasks are things like scrolling on social media, like whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, whatever it is. If you're scrolling, that's something you could decrease so that you free up time, right? Or maybe you're binging on Netflix and you're just exhausted and you just want to put the TV on the rest of the night and just veg out. Like, these are the easiest ones to eliminate from your schedule so you can make time for your money, okay? Okay, because remember, our goal in this step is to free up time somewhere. So look for time waster tasks in your audit, okay? If you don't have many time waster tasks and you're really good with your time and you're not wasting it on those types of things, okay, well then look at how much time you are spending in the kitchen, okay? How much time are you prepping meals? Are you cooking them every night? Are you cleaning the dishes every night? Like, if this is taking a lot of your nights and morning times, like, try batching things to free up time. So try meal planning and prepping on a Sunday when you have more time, and you'll have less dishes to wash during the week if you do that. You'll have less prep work if you just prep it all on Sunday. And it can help free up time, okay? So try batching things. So I was just using food as an example. You can batch other things so that you can free up time. Just think about it. What can you batch? Okay, so the last thing you can do to free up time in your schedule is say no to things that don't bring value to your life, okay? And hey, saying no is hard. So you might have heard that and you're like, yeah, that's not for me. Saying no is hard. I know this, especially if you are a people pleaser, because that's what I am. Like, my natural response is yes, and then I'll figure out how to get everything else done later, okay? Now, if this is you, you may need to exercise your no muscle more, and looking over your time audit can help with this. So reflect on everything you are doing with your time. And if there's a lot of things you're committed to because you didn't have the will to say no, well, ask yourself, where do I fit in on my schedule, right? You have to make time for you and your family so that you can focus on your money more. Because like I said before, you are important. Your money is important because you work so hard for it. So say no more often if you need to in order to make time for you and your family. So again, look over your time audit and really analyze how you are spending your time and how you can free up your time so that you can start building wealth with your money, because your money is important and you want to make progress, right? So do this step. Okay, so the last step to make time for your money, after you've made the time audit and after you've freed up time in your busy schedule, is you need to schedule it, okay? So just like you would schedule a doctor's appointment that is important for you to heal or to stay healthy, you need to schedule your money by adding it to the calendar just like you would do with a doctor's appointment. And you treat it just like a doctor's appointment that's important to you and that you don't just want to cancel, okay? So wherever you freed up time in your schedule, you know, in step two, maybe it's in the morning before the kids get up, or maybe it's during your lunch break instead of wasting an hour on Facebook, like bust out your calendar and write down on the calendar, just say from 12 to 1 budget or whatever time it's going to be, okay? Now schedule your budget. Schedule time to talk to your spouse about upcoming expenses. Schedule a date night where you and your spouse can talk about what money goals you want to accomplish. The theme here is schedule it, like put it on your calendar, and make sure you align with your spouse if you have one so that you can both meet at the same time and hold each other accountable, okay? Like, this is not just a you journey if you are married. You need to be on board with your spouse and you guys need to align, okay? Because here's what happens if you don't schedule it, but instead it's on your to-do list. You'll just plan on doing it sometime this week. If that's what you're doing, like, oh yeah, I hope I get it done this week, or, oh, I'm planning to do it, you know, sometime this week, whenever I get a free second. Well, guess what happens? You have a long day at work, or, you know, with the kids, like if you're a stay-at-home parent, the kids are exhausting. We get tired and we aren't in the right mindset to talk about money, like when the time comes, and we might have a free moment. We're just like, oh, I don't really want to do it. And we just push it off another night. We just say, oh, let's just veg on the couch tonight, babe. We'll do it tomorrow. I mean, I say this stuff when I'm tired too, so don't think I'm immune to it, okay? But that is why I'm telling you from experience that you need to put it on your calendar or in your schedule, because you are much more likely to talk about money and budget and prioritize your finances more if it's on your schedule. If you made time to do it, okay? You are more likely to treat it as something important like a doctor's appointment if it's on your schedule instead of just hoping that it gets done. Otherwise, you'll just keep pushing it off night after night. And then weeks go by and maybe months go by and you'll finally look up at some point and you'll realize you haven't made any progress and then you'll wonder why. It's because you didn't make the time to win with your finances, okay? So to wrap this episode up, don't keep pushing off your finances. It kills me as a coach, okay? Just stop pushing it off. Because I know that if you are still listening, you want to win with your money. And you just don't have time right now. I get it. But here's the take-home message that you need to really let sink in. If it is important to you, you gotta make the time to sit down and prioritize your money. Your money that you work so hard for is yours. So don't just watch where it's going because you don't have time to dig into the details on why you are paying some bill that you didn't expect. Don't just keep living paycheck to paycheck because that's just the cards you got dealt. If you want to succeed with your money, if you want to wise up with your money, stop saying you don't have time. Instead, start making the time by reflecting on your life and freeing up time and scheduling your budget sessions. That is how you will succeed with your money, okay? All right, I hope this helps you in your money journey. And if it did, share it with someone that you know that may benefit from this because maybe it's as simple as they just need to make the time for their finances in order to lower their stress and win with their money. It could be that simple. So share it with someone you know and maybe it can help them out too. All right, I hope you have a great week and I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you loved this episode and you want to hear more, then be sure to subscribe so that we can hang out again on a regular basis. That sounds nice, right? And if you want to accomplish your money goals even faster using one-on-one coaching with me, then make sure you schedule a free call with me at familywisefinancialcoach.com. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you guys soon.